السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، وبعد، فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذ أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون فأصبحت كالصريم، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: الصدقة تدفئ غضب الرب وتدفع ميتة السوء، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, amongst the many virtues and fada'il that Allah had endowed and blessed the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, one of those many bounties was Allah blessed him with concise speech. So the words were few, but they were voluminous. You know, often you meet a person who's not a Muslim, and he said, you know what, my brother introduced Islam to me in a few words. We don't know where to start, where to end. We start mumbling, we start fumbling. The Nabi of Allah in two words he introduces Islam. Somebody had asked him, O Nabi of Allah, what is the definition of Islam? Say, Ad-Dinu An-Nasiha. Islam, in other words, means to desire good. Islam, in other words, means to desire good. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, could you perhaps elucidate, elaborate, desiring good for who? Nabi alayhi salam said, لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِ وَلِكِتَابِ وَلِعِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَمَّتِهِمْ. It's a very vast topic. Just to condense this in a few minutes, we'll just touch on one or two aspects, inshallah. Allah grant us the ability that we imbibe, we infuse, and we internalize these amazing advices of Quran and Sunnah. So what did the Nabi of Allah say? To desire good for Allah, to desire good for the apostles of Allah, to desire good for the leaders of the Muslim Ummah, to desire good for the divine scriptures, and number five, to desire good for the general masses. This in essence summarizes deen. This is a fundamental ingredient of our iman. This is an important component of our faith, that you and I become the benefactors of society. Allahu Akbar. You know, when we open the books of ahadith, Allah Rabbul Izzah, out of His kindness, has provided man with many opportunities to reach Him. When the verse of Quran was revealed, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقَرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who is there who will give a debt to Allah, that Allah will multiply it many folds? Listen to this. There was one Sahabi by the name of Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He comes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Nabi of Allah, is Allah asking for a loan despite Allah being independent? Is Allah asking for a loan despite Allah being independent? Nabi alayhi salam responded by saying that Na'am yuridu ayyudkhilakumul jannata bihi. Allah does not need the money. Allah is providing you with an added opportunity to enter you and your entire family into Jannah. Allah does not need the money, but Allah is providing you with an added opportunity to secure your Jannah. He said, O Nabi of Allah, if that is what you say, I own two pieces of land. إِحْدَاهُمَا بِالْعَالِيَا وَالْأُخْرَى بِالْسَافِلَا. One is in a place called Aliya, the other is in a place called Safila. I give both on the name of Allah. If you tell me Allah's Nabi, Allah is going to secure my Jannah, I give whatever I own on the name of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said that, no, let us do this. اجعل إحداهما لله والأخرى دعها معيشة لك ولعيالك. One you contribute on the name of Allah, and the other you keep back as a source of income for you, your wife, and your children. Then he said, O Nabi of Allah, if that is what you say, I make you my witness, the better of the two gardens for Allah and the other one for myself. The better of the two gardens, Nabi alayhi salam said, إِذَنْ يَجَزِيكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ, then definitely Jannah is for you, your wife and your progeny. He leaves from there extremely elated that Allah's Nabi has secured his Jannah. He didn't listen to these words. Abu Dahda, he comes to this garden and his wife was resting in the garden as was customary amongst the Arabs. Birds were chirping, children playing, wonderful ambiance. Abu Dahda, he stands outside this garden and he looks at his wife and he sings couplets to his wife. What did he say? Hadaki Rabbi Subul al-Rashadi ila sabil al-khayr was-sadadi bayni min al-ha'it bil-wadadi faqad mada qardan ila al-tanadi aqradtuhu Allah al-a'timadi bit-taw' ila manna wal-irtidadi illa raja' al-dhafi fi al-mi'adi fartahili bin-nafsi wal-awladi wal-birru la shakka wal-birru la shakka فخير زاد قدمه المرء إلى المعاد. My word, my brothers, I mentioned this a million times. Unfortunately, we have not studied the language of Quran. You have barred yourselves from volumes of Islamic knowledge. This Ramadan, make a concerted effort to dive into the ocean of Quran. We recite Quran, justifiably so, rightfully so. But make a concerted effort to understand the message of Quran. That is why you would find that masjid where the Taraweeh is the fastest, the crowd is the biggest. I just to digress, my brothers, for 1 minute. You know this new phenomenon that we find? Wallahi, I'm not opposed to it. You know, Taraweeh in 5 nights. Taraweeh in 5 nights and 6 nights. And it takes a little, 10 minutes longer than, you know, 5 paras and 7 paras in 1 hour. I mean, it's more like a horse race. The object is not to finish the khatam. The object is Salatul Taraweeh for the entire month of Ramadan. That is the object. You can finish Taraweeh in 5 nights, but that is not the end of Ramadan. We need to read Taraweeh 20 rakats. You know, I was giving a talk a few days back. I was in Canada, I think in 2023. We were going to one program in Toronto. As we entered the masjid parking, 8 rakats and 20 rakats. And, you know, after 8 rakats, 70% of the masjid is out. But after 20 rakats, you go outside and people are still having a... Hassan Basri used to say, أَدْرَكْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانَ أَحَدُهُمُ الشَّحَّى عَلَى أُمْرِهِ مِنُ عَلَى دِرْهَمِهِ. I sat with a group of Sahaba. I found they were more possessive over the time than the wealth. Ask him for money, he would give you whatever he owed. Ask him for time, he wouldn't give you a cent. He wouldn't give you a minute. Ask him for money, he would give you whatever he owns. Ask him for time, he wouldn't give you a minute. Today you will sit in a coffee shop, you will sit in a restaurant whilst the Quran is being recited. Is that not the height of disrespect? So nonetheless, coming back to this, Abu Dahda, he looks at his wife and he sings couplets to his wife. He said, oh my wife, you know how fond and attached I am to this garden. I heard that Allah is asking for a loan. I have given this garden as a loan to Allah. In lieu of this garden, Allah would give us a superior, a better garden in Jannah. The best provision is that which you have sent forth for Akhirah. What do they say in English? Not everyone can do great things, but each and every one of us can do simple things in a great way. Not everyone can do great things, but each and every one of us can do simple things in a great way. The wife looks at the husband and she responds with poetry. What did she say? بَشَّرَكَ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ وَفَرَجٍ مِثْلُكَ أَدَّى مَا لَدَيْهِ وَنَصَحَى قَدْ مَتَّعَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَيَالِي وَمَنَحَ بِالْأَجْوَةِ السَّوْدَى وَالزَّهْوِ الْبَلَحِ وَالْعَبْدُ يَسْعَى وَلَهُ مَا قَدْ قَدَحَى طُولُ اللَّيَالِي وَعَلَيْهِ مَجْتَرَهَا. She said, oh my husband, indeed on Qiyamah's Day, I will stand guarantee that you have fulfilled the obligation of the wealth and the affluence that Allah has given you. You have been over to the Almighty Allah. I am confident Allah will give us a better garden in Jannah. He tells his wife, whatever dates you have, leave it on the ground. Take the children and come out. As the wife steps out of the garden, husband and wife, they embrace each other. Nabi alayhi salam looking at the scene. What did he tell his sahaba? O my Sahaba, kam min ifdin darin li Abi Dahda. Allah alone knows how many gardens, how many vineyards, how many palatial homes Abu Dahda and his family will enjoy in Jannah. So one avenue that Allah has given us is generosity on the name of the Almighty Allah. And my brothers, in Ramadan, we become generous and rightfully so. But we need to keep the momentum going even after Ramadan. This is what Ramadan is. The verses of Quran that I recited before you, the verses of Surah Al-Qalam in the 29 Juz. Allah makes mention of an incident. There was an elderly man living on a farm, and he had his sons living with him. The old man had a wonderful practice. Whenever the time came to harvest the crops, he would take a third of the crops and he would keep it for himself. A third he would sell it in the market, and a third he would give on the name of Allah. A third he would give on the name of Allah. So the father continued with this practice. The father passed on. The children inherited the estate. The youngsters of that time, like the youth of today, say, you know what, from this point onwards, when the poor people come, they must pay the price like everyone else. One of the sons said that, no, let us not be so merciless. You know, people speak about insurance and outsurance and cut off the middleman. Wallahi, there is no better way that you could secure yourselves and your families than giving charity on the name of Allah. So one of the brothers said that, no, let us not be so merciless. We don't know what was the hidden benefit of the charity that our father used to give. So they tell him, you want to remain behind, you stay behind. What does the Quran say? فَانْطَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ. They were busy planning and plotting that they would deprive the poor people of that charity. Not 1 year, not 1 month, one night, Allah sent a divine storm. It reduced those gardens to ruins beyond recognition. It reduced those gardens to ruins beyond recognition. When the brothers come early the next morning ready to harvest the crops, they say, you know what? We have come to somebody else's farm. That brother who warned them, he said, didn't I tell you? Nabi Ali Salam encourages the businessmen to give sadaqah. You have, for example, 1,000 rands, your takings for the day. One is to come home with 1,000 rands, and one is to take 10 rands and give it on the name of Allah. Wallahi, otherwise that money will go from doctors to lawyers to problems to advocates to worries. Pay in advance, store in the bank of Allah, and have your calamities averted and diverted on the name of Allah. There's an amazing narration recorded in Kanzul Ummal. In fact, there are two narrations. I'll just share that with you. So in the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Ibn Asakir has also recorded this. In the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, there was a person, he was an evil man. You know, he used to annoy people wherever he went. You know, like they say in English, there are some people that give off positivity wherever they go. And on the other hand, there are many that give off positivity whenever they go. So we'd rather be the former, not the latter. So this man used to annoy people. They come to Isa alayhi salam and they said, why don't you curse this man? So Isa alayhi salam said, Yamutu ha'ula ilyomi insha'Allah. By the will of Allah, tomorrow this man will be dead and gone. The next day, they see this man is walking around. They tell Isa alayhi salam, it seems as though your curse fell on someone else. Isa alayhi salam said, call the man. As he comes before Isa alayhi salam, he was holding something in his hand. Isa alayhi salam told him, throw it down. As he throws it down, it was a bundle of wood. Isa alayhi salam said, Hulla hatabak. Open the bundle of wood. As he opens it, فَإِذَا فِيهَا حَيَّةٌ سَوْدَى. There was a venomous snake and serpent inside. Isa alayhi salam said, on my command, the serpent was ordered to poison you. But it's some action that you had done that has averted the curse of the Nabi of Allah from you. He says, I've done absolutely nothing. Isa alayhi salam said, think carefully, what have you done? He said, yes. Yesterday I was walking on the road. A man came to me. I gave him one dirham. One dirham. Isa alayhi salam said, biha dufiya anuk. That one dirham that you had given has averted the curse of the Nabi of Allah from you. In that same narration, it is written, in the time of Isa alayhi salam, there was an evil man. Whenever a bird would lay an egg, I gave you the reference, Ibn Asakir, Kanzul Ummal, and many other hadith kitabs, you'll find this. Whenever a bird would lay an egg, and a nestling would be born, this man would come, and he would snatch the nestling in front of the mother. فَشَكَ ذَلِكَ الطَّيْرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مَا يَسْنَعُ الرَّجُلُ. This bird complains to Allah. Ya Allah, whenever I lay an egg and a little bird, a nestling is born, this man comes and mercilessly snatches the nestlings in front of my eyes. Allah then inspires the birds via the angels. In huwa ad fasa'uhlikuhu. If that man ever repeats that action again, I will destroy him instantly. Subsequently, a few months later, the bird lays an egg. Two little nestlings were born. This man got to know about it. Asnada sulla, step ladder. Falamma kana fi tarfil qariya. When he was in that locality, laqiyahu sa'il. One beggar came to him. He said, give me something. What did he do? He opened up whatever he had. Fa'atahu raghifa min zadi. He gave him a slice of bread. A slice of bread. This man goes, climbs up the ladder, snatches the nestlings in front of the mother. These birds complain to Allah. Oh Allah, Ya Rabbana, innaka wa'attana. Oh Allah, you had promised if this man ever repeats that action again, you will destroy him instantly. Allah then inspires the birds. Awalam ta'alama anni la ahliku ahadan yatasaddaq bi sadaqati dhalika al-yawm. Don't you know I will never harm nor punish any person that gives charity on a day? In one narration, what did my Nabi say? Ma min ahad yatasaddaq bi sadaqa illa hufidha min ayyamuta min ladghatin aw hadmatin aw mautin bakhta. You give charity on a day, my Nabi says, I give you my word, on that day Allah will save you from an accident. Allah will protect you from being bitten by a venomous serpent or animal. And Allah will protect you from a sudden and a tragic death. You know, this is something that we generally do in Ramadan. What I'm saying, my brothers, we need to do this throughout the year. Hadith Qudsi, my Nabi quoting the words of Allah. Ya ibadi, a'taytukum fadlan wa sa'altukum qardan. Faman a'tani shay'an mimma a'taytu ajjaltu lahu al-ajil wa ajjaltu lahu al-khalafa fil ajil. Oh my servants, I have blessed you with surplus wealth. My brothers, I'm addressing a congregation that is fairly affluent. I mentioned it the other day that you and I live in a world. We can safely say that 99.9, we are better off than 99.9% of those that are living on Mother Earth. What a world we are living in today. You and I have to walk miles to digest our food. There are those in the world that have to walk miles to get a plate of food. And what did my Nabi say? One Sahabi asked him, which is that action that constitutes the maximum benefit and earns the greatest rewards? What did my Nabi say? Feed a hungry stomach. Sahaba said, if we feed animals, will we be rewarded? What did he say? Satisfy the hunger of any creature and Jannat is yours. Satisfy the hunger of any creature and Jannat is yours. My brothers, you know, when we speak about sadaqa and charity, it's not only about giving money. Nabi alayhi salam in one narration said that khaffif, reduce the burden of the one that is under your employment. Reduce the burden of the one under your employment. Allah will give you the reward of giving perpetual sadaqah. My brothers, we have Muslims that are working for us in our businesses. How sad a sight. You know, last year I gave a talk in this masjid. It was after the blessed day of Eid. One brother contacts me and he tells me, Maulana, you know what? The day of Eid, I requested, you know, from the boss, can you give me off? He says, you know what? You don't come to work, you don't come back to work again. I mean, it's a happy occasion for me and my family. Make it a happy occasion for those that are working for us. Make it a happy occasion for them. The blessed month of Ramadan, they are fasting, my brothers. Some of them travel, you know, they take 1-2 taxis to come to work. Lessen the burden, let them leave a little early. I swear by Allah, when you're paying them the salary in Ramadan, give them double the wage, or give them an additional amount, wallahi the dua that will come out from that man's heart will travel with your generations. Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, on one occasion he was sitting, and there was a beggar who comes to him, and he said that, give me something, I am begging. So he calls one of his murids, and he said, give him 100 rupees. So the murid says, you know what, normally we give them 10, 20. He said, no, give him 100, making shukr to the Almighty Allah that I am not a beggar. I could have been there, he could have been here. Allah can turn the tables at any time. We see what had happened in many countries of the world. People who owned chain businesses, palatial homes overnight. Allah can turn the tables at any time. You know, Hassan bin Abi Sinan, one day there was a woman that knocks on his door. Faqih Abul Samarqandi has recorded this. So she was extremely beautiful. So he calls one of his servants. He said that, you know what? Atiha arba'i mi'ati dirahim. Give her 400 dirhams. So the servant says, perhaps you have some sinister motive. I mean, my brother, if some beautiful woman has to knock on my door or your door, and she said, you know what, I'm asking for charity, we'll start speaking about some other charity than the charity of money. So let us be honest. So what does he tell his servants? He said, نَظَّرَتُ إِلَى جَمَالِهَا. I looked at the beauty of this woman, and I feared in relation to her beauty, she's vulnerable. If she knocks the door of another man, she's prone to present herself and get involved in wrong. I thought, let me give her 400 dirhams. She can live a life with respect, and she can get married with dignity. That is the spirit, my brothers. That is the spirit. You know, wallahi, what does Faqih Abul Layth Samarqandi say? I don't have time to explore on this. What does he say? He said, فَإِنَّ فِي الصَّدَقَةِ أَشْرَةُ خِصَالٍ. He said, make sadaqa a common practice in your life. Why? You will see 10 benefits in charity. خَمْسَةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَخَمْسَةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. 5 you will see instantly in this world, and 5 you will see in Akhirah. What did Nabi alayhi salam teach us in the hadith? Someone is sick, gives sadaqa on the name of that sick man, Allah would give him cure. I mean, look at our functions today. Look at our functions today. What did my Nabi say? Invite that friend. You invite Mr. So and so to add a flavor to your function. I am pleased to announce that so and so attended the walima of my daughter. What did my Nabi say? Invite the friends of Allah. The riwayat of Tirmidhi, inna min ibadillah. Amongst the servants of the Almighty Allah are those. Ajulat maniyatuhu, qallat bawaqi. Nobody looks at that man. Nobody gives him a second gaze. When he makes his presence, nobody invites him. When he's absent from your gathering, nobody searches and looks for him. If he proposes to your daughter, very rarely will you give your daughter's hand to that man in marriage. But my Nabi said, that very man, let him pick up his hands. لو أقسم على الله لأبرا. Allah will open up the doors of the heavens. Allah will open up the doors of the heavens. For that wealthy man, whether you have prawns on the table or you have a 10-course meal, he leaves out moaning and groaning. Why? The next week he will be invited to a better function than yours. My brothers, keep it simple. Keep our functions. You know, simple. The amount of money that is spent on exorbitant functions. You know, person, no, it's my, I can do what I want. I can do what I want. Yes, my brothers, it's an amana. One sahabi asked the Nabi of Allah, Nabi Ali, which one of you likes his money more than that of his heirs? Sahaba said, all of us. Nabi Ali Salam said, what you own is what you have invested in Akhirah. Is what you have invested in Akhirah. What you currently have in your possession does not belong to you. If your eyes close, it will be distributed to your heirs. So really, my brothers, so what does he say? He said, make charity a common practice. Allah will grant you barakah in every aspect of your life. And then he writes, لَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي الصَّدَقَ فَضِيلَ إِلَّا دُعَى الْفُقَرَى. If there was no other benefit in charity other than taking the dua of the next man, it would have been sufficient to make charity compulsory and wajib. Really, my brothers, let us inshallah, you know, dig deep into our pockets. I gave a talk last week, and often you find, Maulana, can you work out the zakat? okay, you know what, 12,700 rands. And, you know, we start looking for loopholes in the system. You know, start fatwa shopping. But, you know, that Maulana said this and that Mufti said that. You know, and today it's like, you know, Pesa Fek, Tamasha, you know, fatwa shopping. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. I met a brother not too long ago. I said, my brother, what's the formula? What's the recipe for your success in life? He said, my father taught me one piece of advice. He said, my brother, my son, part with an X amount of your wealth and give it on the name of Allah. Give it on the name of Allah. Imam Abu Hanifa, every day in his life, he wore a new garment. Not to hoard it, but the next day he would take that very garment and let somebody enjoy that as well. That is the spirit, my brothers. That is the spirit. The month of Ramadan, let us accelerate our efforts. One pious scholar used to make this dua as Ramadan used to enter. Allahumma la tahrimna khayra ma indaka li sharri ma indana. That, oh Allah, do not deprive us of your mercy because of our sinning. Oh Allah, do not deprive us of your mercy because of our transgressions. Oh Allah, don't grudge us. Oh Allah, don't hold our wrongs against us. My brothers, you and I can safely say, we don't deserve another Ramadan, but it is the mercy of Allah. Allah is allowing us to fast another Ramadan. There were many that were with us last year. Today they are dead and gone. We have this opportunity. Seize this opportunity. My brothers, each and every one of us, we in our hearts, we want to become better. We want to become better. Let us start. Make a start from today. Not from the sighting of the crescent of Ramadan. And then we terminate. You know, like the Arabic poet says, May yablughul bunyana yawman tamama idha kunta tabni wa ghayruka yahdimu. He says Ramadan is like putting up a beautiful building. One brick is your siyam, the other brick is your qiyam, the other brick is your sadaqah, the other brick is your tilawat of Quran. He said, what happens after Ramadan? You break what you built with your own hands. B&B construction, B&B destruction. So let us not break, let us continue building. And that is my message. And I leave you with these words. Like I mentioned in the beginning, not everyone can do great things. But each and every one of us can do simple things in a great way. And what do they say in English? There is no one in this world that is sinless. There is no one that is sinless. But each and every one of us could make a concerted effort to sin less. That sin that you were persistent for years on end, show Allah that commitment. Make the niyyah of giving up that sin. Like I always say, there is a fire of sin that is crossing the world. We don't welcome any person with a match, but we will welcome any person with any quantity of water to extinguish that fire of sin. Guard your tongue, guard your gazes, protect your chastity in Ramadan. Really, my brothers, I leave you with the words of Abu Umama Al-Bahili. Mufti Shafi Saab has recorded this. One person passed away. He stood up before the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala told him, flip through your pages of deeds. He said, oh me Allah, I fasted many Ramadans. I did much good in my life. I don't find it to my credit. Allah will tell the person, because you used to backbite about people, I've omitted your fast of Ramadan. Because you used to backbite about people, I've removed your fast of Ramadan. Get our affairs in order. Really, my brothers, you know, you got debts, settle your debts. Just the other day, one brother told me, a few days back, he said, Maulana, this man is owing me money, you know, for the past 2 years. And he has the audacity to call me, that, you know, Maulana, I'm at the airport. He calls his brother, I'm at the airport. I just thought I'll inform you, I was thinking about you. I'm going for Umrah, I'll remember you in my du'as. So I said, what did you tell him? I said, my brother, you know what, go on Umrah, Allah take you again and again, and let all the reward come to me. You know, when you're going overseas, what do we say? I'd rather buy the can of Coke, you know, in the local supermarket. At the airport, you'll pay 10 times the price. There your Umrah will go, there your Hajj will go, there your Zakat will go, your Ramadan will go. So really, my brothers, get our affairs in order. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that, you know, we said month of Ramadan, you know, with a different zeal, with a different spirit. Let this Ramadan be the turning point in our lives. And I beg you in my obligation to the deen that Allah has given me. Salatul Taraweeh, not the first two, three nights, and then we see the masjid again. Assalamu alaikum, 27 nights. Every night, it's the month of Ramadan, it's the month of Quran. Let us devote. It's 1 month, we don't know whether we would have that opportunity again. One example I always gave, you know, in a soccer match, you know, the last few minutes, every player exerts himself to the maximum when the scores are tied 0-0. Once the final whistle is blown, you can score 10 goals, it makes no difference. What you can achieve in Ramadan, you'll never be able to achieve it outside Ramadan. Allah grant us the tawfiq that we imbibe, we infuse, we internalize these advice of Quran and Sunnah.